See, we become so narrow. We become so narrow in our outlook. And we have pretty extreme views about things. It's tough. I was talking to someone who was in a place where there are two camps, you could say, two factions. And he said, 10% are hardwired to this point of view, 10% are hardwired to this point of view, and in between are the neutral people, 80%. But these two camps are calling the shots. Now, he is located, geographically located, in one camp which has one point of view. And there's another camp, geographically located, belonging to the same community, you could say, with an opposing point of view. Now he is not at peace because the recognition has happened that these are polaric ends and neither are at peace. So the thought came to him, maybe I need to extricate myself physically to reach some sense of balance. So I encouraged him. I said, do that. Perhaps that will change things. Because after the recognition that there were two camps and that he was on the polaric end of one, he was trying to find peace within that. And I said, that is likely not to happen because you're still at the polaric end. You see, if I take a pendulum's ball and I hold it, it's in tension. All I need to do is release my fingers. I don't even need to give it a push. I just have to release my fingers and it will swing to the other polaric end, right? And then swing, swing, swing till eventually it comes to equilibrium. So it is not easy to find peace if one is identified with the polaric end. And normally we are sitting on these balls of pendulums which are held very tightly on either this end or that end. So, even in the way we speak, the way we conduct ourselves, we can look within and see, just as an example I'll give you, does my language or the words I use during the course of the day include extreme words? For example, it could be anything, like, you know, I could say, I'm at a restaurant, I order a dish and I say, terrible food. That's extreme. Because you may not like it, it may not be tasty. But we have to be careful whether that terrible food comment, what is behind that missile we fired, you see? Is it something we can let go and it's gone? Or is it actually showing us that are we sitting on that pendulum ball at an extreme end because it's going to swing the other way? And so are we living on extremes? The words we speak about people, about things, the language we use in our communication, in our emails, are we using very, I don't know what's another word for extreme, but anything which is being expressed in an extreme way is to be looked at. Just as I gave the example, or maybe, you know, I think this cook could have done a better job. I could make this dish better, it's fine. But the minute we use extremities, we have to watch ourselves because it reveals a lot about our experience of life. Is our experience of life extreme?